Anytime you're ready, we're ready to go.
Okay. You know what? I need you to point at me or something. Okay. Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek, with the Utile Home Care Plus, and we're here on His Ability every Sunday at 2 o'clock. This is our show, reaching out to the handicapped community, and I'm here with I'm privileged to introduce my sister to the audience today, my sister Elizabeth Stuckey. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
And we call her Betty, too. I have you on today, Elizabeth, to share with us. Elizabeth is one of my caregivers. She's been with me caregiving over my 23-year experience as a handicapped person, as an injured spinal cord patient. And she's been assisting me in the home on and off. And she's also has a career as a caregiver with another agency, non-competitive, of course. They do different things than we do. And what I'm excited to talk about today, we're going to go into the subject of voting right now. This is the vote. We're coming up to our presidency voting and in November. And we're, you know, I just thought this was a really good subject for handicapped, disabled people, elderly, because, you know, so many people don't get out and vote and don't want to go through the trouble of doing so. And we'd like to give you some information and encourage you to do that. What Elizabeth has told me is one of her clients has, you know, become injured about 14 years ago, and she stopped. She hasn't voted. And what happened with that?
Well, we were in the Secretary of State updating a Michigan ID, and the thought came to me to encourage her to register to vote if she had not done that. And she took the idea, she registered to vote, and she has since voted in the primary election. And what I wanted to share today is that I feel it's important for people to become a whole person, to regain some of their, whatever they can from before
dignity.
Their accident and mm-hmm. their dignity, and to exercise the privilege that we all have of living in this country to vote. So it was a simple thing of just reminding her, hey, would you like to register to vote? And she said, you know, okay. And then she did. And then she started watching things on TV and paying attention to what was going on. And she's actually preparing to vote in the presidential election. So
excellent.
That is one new voter that we have who will be exercising their privileges. And she feels much better having regained some of what she lost from before her accident so long ago.
And it's wonderful. And after about 14 years of non-voting, is that
right? Right. It was a lost privilege. And all I did was remind her and if she would like to exercise that privilege again or even just register, not even saying, hey, you have to vote if you register, but she could vote
right.
if she wanted to.
And you're just the power of your words and your suggestion and being just caring and just saying, hey, you can do this. And her saying, hey, somebody else thinks I can, you know. And I know that's what happened with me driving. I have to tell the story over and over that when they told me I could drive in my condition, I said, I can, you know, really? How am I going to do that? But the fact that they thought I could, you know, they had experience, the therapists, you know, people that set me up to do that. And they said, well, yeah, in your condition, other people are doing it. And, you know, we'll teach you how. And Elizabeth, you gave your client some confidence, just the mere asking. If you are, I'm sure that everybody within earshot of this program, if you're not handicapped, you do know somebody that is, or you know an elderly person that may need a little encouragement. And it's really good, like almost like therapy for them, isn't it? To like you said, gain back some of their dignity and start living.
Right, you know? And also realizing that because they are disabled, that fact does not need to preclude them from exercising one of the privileges of living in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it does help a person regain some worth about themselves, and in my mind, just do what God intends for us to do in this country, as to what privileges we have that are God-given. We should try to exercise those whenever we have the chance and take responsibility for that, whether we're disabled or not disabled.
Right. It's a God-given right and a privilege. And those things that we can do, we should do. There's so many things that, as I always say, disabled and handicapped people, elderly, feel, you know, there's so many things that I can't do, you know, but we don't realize all the things that we can do. And we should, it's just a progress, it's a step towards healing, that every step that you take of what you can do and do everything that you are able to do is just glorifying to God. It is just, you know, instead of complaining, I'm not going to do anything unless I'm healed completely, your progress and your worship to God is, thank you that I can do this. You know, everybody has things they can't do and things they can do. We have talents, we have gifts. I'm not good with math, but I'm good with writing. Everybody's got their areas of expertise, and just what, because something's taken away from you physically doesn't mean that you're not capable of voting. You know, those are the huge things to realize and to encourage those around you, if you are disabled or if you're not, to talk to other people. The power of our words are so important to encourage other people. And what I want to talk about too is what things stand in the way. What kind of things do people stop and not want to vote? I mean, if they feel that they want to, but they think they can't, or it's too much trouble. I know it can be a lot of trouble sometimes. I personally have the ability to get an absentee ballot if I so choose. I am definitely in the category. I'm where it says all the requirements that you would be allowed to have absentee ballot. And I can also go in to vote personally, which I have done. So whatever works best for me. And I know we went online to michigan.gov, and we found quite a bit of information there where you can download information.
Yes, and Lynn, if I could just share real quickly regarding the rights of voters with disabilities. Federal and state laws require Michigan cities, townships, and villages to provide a reasonable number of accessible registration facilities. It is the intent of the law to ensure that voters with disabilities are fully able to exercise their voting rights at the polls. Any action or physical barrier that prevents voters with disabilities from casting a ballot is unacceptable. Our right to vote is basic to our system of democracy and depends on all people having full and equal access to the ballot. And that is a quote from Michigan.gov about disability rights.
That gives you some power to stand up for your rights, so to speak. We think outside the wheelchair, stand up for yourself, and make sure that they're providing what they should at each place. And, you know, those who are unable to speak for themselves, you know, if you're a caregiver, make sure that your clients are being, you know, given the ability to do what they should be doing. Well, look out for them. There's certain things that is listed as, if you would like to use an absentee ballot so you don't have to go into the polls, and I could list those here. It says if you're 60 years or older, you're eligible. If you're unable to vote without assistance at the polls, you're eligible. Expecting to be out of town, if you're in jail waiting arraignment or trial, unable to attend the polls due to religious reasons, I'm not sure what those are, appointed to work as an election inspector in a precinct outside of your precinct of residence.
I'd just like to mention for the 60 and older population, a lot of times some of our parents have become discouraged with what they can and can't do as well. So that's mm-hmm. an opportunity for every person to encourage the older population as well, who are really not disabled at all. They're
right.
just over 60. And sometimes they lose confidence in their ability to do things. So even if each one of us can encourage our parents and people in our lives who are that age to also exercise their privilege, we can really make a difference in this election day.
That's right. I feel that the just offering to drive your parents there, you know, just might be just enough to get them willing to do that. The other things that we can do to help someone decide to vote would be, what do you think? Anything else that you offered your client to help her? How did you help her?
Well, just reminding her when she was already in the Secretary of State that that's the place where you can register to vote. So it was very easy for her to take that opportunity. So I think you're right. Offering transportation, maybe going to the voting site in the, a little bit ahead of time, and if somebody is disabled, seeing what the
help them plan,
make
it
sure
out.
That they have everything that they're going to need, or taking them to the city clerk's office to
exactly.
request an absentee ballot.
That's
or get online for them and pull it off the computer and let them fill it out and you take it in with them.
I know elderly people and often disabled people have a habit of telling you all the blockages, you know, what's in their way. Well, I can't do it because. So take away those reasons and gently tell them, you know, I'll do this much and I'll do this much for you, and that'll be, you know, something that's out of the way. And hopefully they have just enough confidence to go ahead and, you know, just discuss. They should exercise their right. And you know what? It's just so therapeutic for them. They start watching the news. Didn't she start watching the news again and deciding, I wonder what I think about this. And I just feel really compelled to promote all of that during this election, because we are really... I've never seen two more polarized candidates, I think,
yes.
than this year.
And elections have been won or lost by several hundred votes. So each person that votes is very, very important.
Right. And I think the values that older people have are very important. I mean, the conservative values from way back when is what we're looking for. And this, you know, I know I personally and most people I know want conservative values up, you know, out there, and we want to promote that.
And they're aware of the real history story, and so they can see dangers that sometimes we can't see, and they can see more clearly into the future by knowing their past.
Right. Let's bring back those home values into the city of Detroit, into the United States, and vote for the person that's going to bring those to us. Thanks for listening, and next week we're going to talk some more about voting and how to go about that.